So we saw above that in order to provide us with the ultimate eternal good, God has also created a world, wonderful, awesome world, where there's a unique relationship between us and Him. And He made Himself, kibyochol, dependent on us to fulfill the purpose of the creation. Because if we don't do what we're supposed to do, He can't give us the reward. And if He can't give us the reward, then there's no point in having a world. So that's how He made Himself tolu on us. Okay, that makes sense. That sounds familiar. You've heard that before? Good. Fine. So we're busy dealing with Bonim. We get to choose what kind of Bonim we want to be. But a Ben, you're a Ben, and you're kind of stuck with it.
The Chokhem and the Bechor, what was the difference?
The what?
I know the Bechor, but what's the Chokhem?
We haven't gone into the distinctions between those. The Chokhem, the Bechor, the Chokhem is somebody who understands what he's yaf when he goes about doing the will of the Father. The Rosh is somebody who chooses not to do the will of the Father. I mean, that's in a nutshell. Exactly how it works there in the Haggadah or whatever. You can choose to be the Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, or you can choose not to. But Ben, you're a Ben. That you can't get away from. Let's see. This is very important. This we spoke about at length before. How the purpose of the Bria is dependent on us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, hands over His ability to succeed or fail kibiyochol to us. We spoke about that apikosis that we mentioned earlier. Somehow we, Hashem, is kind of dependent on me. What does that all mean? Let's try and learn the sugya properly. Samachay, yeah? And then only ill ship a materala, ain't it lano, a tovanitsky's main soif is yotza, voira oila marechas, mufresh or keshi, yichoidi, bainainu le bainoi. Hashem created this enormous, the wonderful system where we have a relationship with Him, who also is atzmoi kibiyochol tolu bonu, and in that world, in that tzimtzum, He made Himself dependent on us, kibiyochol. And the entire world is dependent on us, good or bad, which way you move the world. Who also itana daimim lo. Not only did He make us the purpose of the creation and have in our hands the ability to make the purpose or not, He made us similar to Him. Daimim lo. Similar is a bad word. Mamash, a terrible translation. Daimim lo. Anachnu boinim olamos u'machrimim olamos. We don't see that, by the way. We don't get a view of the worlds we're building and destroying, but we're building and destroying worlds. V'kol nosen b'yadeinu, v'chaya oilam not b'sochenu. It should still be floating around in your head a little bit after Simchas Torah. Baruch Hanukenu shubronu lichvoidoi, v'hivdilani minatayim v'nosen lanatayim, v'chaya oilam not b'sochenu. The life of the world, whether this world lives or not, is handed over to us. That's the so if we do what we're supposed to do, we follow the instruction manual correctly, then we bring the world to its final tachlis and shlemus. If not, then we destroy the world. We have the ability to destroy the world. Okay. That's a good chazara. Now, have a oimer. Every time a Jew does something positive and good, according to the Torah's definition, by the way, why can't I just be a good person, Rabbi? Why do I have to follow the Torah? Hitler also thought he was a good person. No one wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to be evil. The most evil people thought they were very good, actually. In fact, if you look at Hitler's CV and you look at Churchill's CV, you'd probably choose Hitler. He looked on paper like a much more finer character than Churchill did. And yet, we were wrong. You can't judge good and bad without an objective standard. The objective standard is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. So when a Jew does good, according to Hashem's definition of positive and good, whenever he holds back from doing something evil, he gives, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a wonderful giving. What did you give Hashem? In the system that Hashem created, not in Hashem's essence, because there this is nonsense. In the system he created in order to bestow good on us, we're giving him the opportunity, the ability to give to us, which is all he wants. The entire desire of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Bries HaOlam was to give you good. That's what he wants. What else could it be? He didn't do it for himself. So why did he do it? Because he wants to give me good. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu, k'viyachol moses hanagosoy, v'yadeinu, Hashem spoke to me, gave over the running of the world to us. We get to decide whether Hashem is going to fulfill the purpose of his Bria or not. Okay? There's more to this than just... Well, he just wants to give you good.
No, we already decided Hashem is going to fulfill the purpose of his Bria for us.
What do you mean for us?
Meaning whether I'm going to succeed or not. Not like the whole world.
No, you're going to decide level. Whether the macro level purpose of the Bria is going to be fulfilled or not. Because if you don't know what you're supposed to do at this stage of the game, we'll see there's more, but at this stage of the game, Hashem can't give you what he wants to give you. Well, therefore, the whole purpose of the Bria doesn't exist anymore. One letter in the Sefer Torah is possible, or is missing, or is in the wrong place. The whole Sefer Torah is possible. Thank you. It needs more. We started in the beginning. This is just chapter heavy. The whole book is just one big. And Achinami, that's all sugar, we have to understand it. About, yeah, that's what we say.
Can we say that the good is for Olam Haba, but we have also a purpose for Olam Hazeh, that means we have a story, seven souls on the earth, and Mashiach will become, and Hashem will be the king of the world. But we have perhaps two purposes in this.
We're touching on something more odd, Gadolia. No. The Rambam discusses this. The reward we're talking about here ultimately is from Olam Haba. But Olam Hazeh also has an intrinsic purpose. Besides being a means to an end, it also has an intrinsic purpose. The bestowing of good, this purpose of the Bria that Hashem wants to do, is ultimately in Olam Haba. But in Olam Hazeh, there's also something like that going on here. Rabbi Zriel Zatzal explained it like this. Okay, just put a hold on what we were dealing with, and because what you're touching on is a moi sugya. It wasn't really a question, it was a statement about that. What we're talking about here is Olam Haba. But there's a lot that has to happen in Olam Hazeh. It also seems to be part of the reward punishment world. There's 6,000 years, there's a Mashiach has to come, there's a Melech, there's an Avoidaya, there's in Olam Haba, but Lizanag and Hashem is in this world. This world also has a place. It's not just a means to an end. So, the Maaseh, you're touching on the sugya of Yichud Hashem. There's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. I don't want to go into the old sugya now. It's still in the Rambam. It's not so poshut. What is this mitzvah of Yichud Hashem? Once you've makan Yedias Hashem, so where's the room for Yichud Hashem? Yedias Hashem means you know that there's Hashem, meaning who Hashem really is, and Hashem is one. So what's the separate mitzvah of Yedias of Yichud Hashem? Once you've got Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, now you have to go and say, yeah, that's not enough. Now you need to know that Hashem is one. I'm going to just say he's one. Lord of Tzela Kanes Fazer, Hashem. Rabbi Zriel asked the following question. You're in the desert, and you forgot to take your water with you. And you're at the end of your ability to stay hydrated, and your end's coming along soon. And you start screaming and pleading to Hashem to save your life. Yeah? And a mess happens. And a hand comes out of Shammai, in a chad pami cup, one of these chad pami cups, with water. Yeah? And you make a shower call, and you say Mizmor L'Soido, and you drink the water. Yeah? Okay. Do you keep the cup or not? And if so, why?
Of course.
You've answered one question, but the second one is why? Why do you keep the cup? As a sort of a reminder, motivator, nostalgia, evidence. Oh, you're getting warm.
Water without the cup, it helped.
Okay, stop there before you get into more trouble. Did Hashem have to give me a cup?
No.
He could give me the water without a cup. He could have, once he's doing a miracle and the hands come out of Shemaim with a cup of water in the middle of the Gobi Desert, I can just RV you without the RV. I could have just upgraded you. I don't need the cup. That means it looks like the cup is a means to an end, right? But Hashem never has a means to an end, because the means has to be an end in and of itself. Otherwise, Hashem can give it to you. So you keep the cup because the cup must have some intrinsic purpose besides just being a way of giving you water, because I didn't need the cup to give you water. Clear? You're the one that asked the question. So why did Hashem have to create this world? Everything we're burning up to now is because it's a means to an end. But ultimately, it's like the paper cup. It must have some intrinsic meaning in and of itself. Okay? And that's the sukkah of Yechud Hashem. And he had a Moedika couple sharing on this. And yeah, whatever, it's all sukkah there. And he law Yechud Kanestas Echshab. First of all, the Muppet there. I had to take a few hours to prepare it properly, to give it over. And it's on a subject now. Oh, well, that's the Nekudaya. And Lamaisa, I'll show you where it's hinted to. We all know the famous Mesilas Yeshorim. Famous Mesilas Yeshorim. Adam lo nivra ela lisana galashe v'nanes mizib shchinose. Where does this all take place, says the Mesilas Yeshorim in Olam Haba. That means lisana galashe mizib shchinose. This Tainug, this beautiful, wonderful pleasure wants to give us, is all in Olam Haba. And the place you earn it is in this world through the mitzvah. Mesilas Yeshorim, famous, that everybody knows it. Revolvi Zatzal points out, and Rav Noach pointed it out to me as well, that Lahainus Lisane Gal Hashem is talking about Yah. Lahainus Mizim Shchinoso is talking about Olam Haba. When the Ramchal says that this pleasure is in Olam Haba, he says it in the singular. He says two things. Lisane Gal Hashem, Lahainus Mizim Shchinoso. How many things do you see there? Two. Lisane Gal Hashem is to have pleasure with Hashem. And Lahana is to benefit from the ravens of Ishkina. That's another thing. Those are two different interactions with Hashem, correct? Then he goes on, he says, this pleasure is in Olam Haba. Says Revolvi, it should have been these pleasures is in Olam Haba. And he's medayik from that, because the Vilna Goin said that the Ramchal, you can remember, so he got, the Vilna Goin said he got to the eighth perek of Mesilas Yeshorim, and didn't see one word that was redundant. It means you can medayik the Ramchal like you medayik a Rishon. So he says this and not these. Revolvi learns from there, the Sane Gal Hashem is in this world. Tanu says, it's Shchinoso, that's in Olam Haba. So you're right. There's a purpose in this world in and of itself, is the Sane Gal Hashem. You're supposed to walk through this world and enjoy this world. You don't know how to do that? Get out of a big Gemilah Shir, take out a Rapinka Shir, take out whatever. They teach you how to do this. Learn Shara Bechin in the Chovitz Levavos. You'll learn how to the Sane Gal Hashem in this world. The person is to do that you have a chiv to do. Aval that reward that we're talking about now, that's Olam Haba. And the way you get this says the Ramchal and Poshut is through the mitzvahs. That's what we're talking about. Do what Hashem wants you to do. You give him the opportunity to give you the pleasure in Olam Haba. Don't you deprive Hashem of the ability to give in Olam Haba. This world, what's going on? Yes, Har Menish in this world. Okay. You said Shema this morning. It's all about this world, no? You'll have rain, you won't have rain, it'll be good, it won't be good, you'll be the land, you won't be like, what happened to Olam Haba? So there's buckets, many, many mafushim will explain different shot and what's going on, whatever. Kliyoka says it's only talking about Olam Haba. But the Pasuk says rain in its time. What, it rains in Olam Haba? Well, what are you talking about? Can't cover all the bases in one morning, I'm afraid. In Achinami, that's a very important yesod. Most people forget it. The way we approach the world is very like Buddhist, with all apology. And that is you're in this world to suffer and have a hard time and have a rough it, but it's worth it because you're going to get Olam Haba. That's a very non-Jewish approach to life. Very non-Jewish. It may be true. We'll see when we get to Chalek Beis. We'll deal with Kabbalah's Yisurim Ba'ava. There is Yisurim in this world. And there are things in this world that look not good, that are ultimately for our benefit. Yeah, but we're in this world to suffer. Suffering is part of this world. It's one of the things in this world, that there's a thing called suffering. And the suffering is precious and beloved, and we'll see what suffering gives us. But we don't look for it, we don't dump it, we don't want it. If Hashem gives it to us because he feels it's necessary, we makabel it ba'ava. Aval, this world wasn't created for us to suffer. This world was created for us to earn Olam Haba. The same way as the gym wasn't created for you to suffer. Sometimes you have to suffer in order to build muscle. But it wasn't created, those weights aren't there to punish you. Gravity isn't in the world to punish you. You can't hit a home run every time. You won't hit a home run every time. You know why? Gravity. Gravity. Gravity is the biggest obstacle for sportsmen. Gravity. But the truth is, without gravity, no one would play sport because there really wouldn't be any point, would there? And if there were no weights in the gym, no one would get a gym. If someone from Mars would look down and watch this guy, he'd think that there's a gun just out of the picture pointing at this guy. That's why he's doing what he's doing in the gym. If you would tell the Martian, the guy's paying good money to do that, he'd think you're nuts. Okay? Nachinam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, Lis'aneg El Hashem, he wants us to be in love with him here as well. There are plenty of opportunities. You just have to stop and make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. Don't ever forget what I just said. You have to make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got, and then you'll be Lis'aneg El Hashem in this world. But it has to be with effort. It doesn't happen automatically. You have to make time and set time aside to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. First, you have to write down a list of all the pleasures you've got. Endless, endless. You have to be a connoisseur, that's all. You have to be a connoisseur of pleasure. That's what Hashem wants from us. Okay, that's this world. Next world, there's more. Much more than that. There's a big machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, where the Olam Haba is with the guf in a physical world. Now, obviously not the guf in the physical world we're talking about. We don't know when the Rambam talks about a guf, Ramban talks about a guf in Olam Haba, we know what he's talking about. But that there's a physical dimension to Olam Haba as well, in Achinami. Rambam says not that good. If you go through the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, he's going with Shitzes HaRamban. Clearly going with Shitzes HaRamban as far as my limited knowledge of Derech Hashem is. He's definitely talking about Olam Haba, having some shaykhs to the guf. Okay. I once understood that sugya well because Rav Lev gave him moed with the shiur met machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban. A few years ago, I met him and I reminded him that 30 years ago, 35 years ago, I gave a shiur in South Africa on this sugya, and I wanted the. He didn't remember what I was talking about. Anyway, at that time, I understood the sugya well. Now I'm not okay. I know there's a sugya that's understandable, but I'm not okay. I'll show you elsewhere this comes up. I told you, you opened up a big. Is we have a judgment on Rosh Hashanah, and your panasa, let's just use panasa as an example. It's a lot of things, but panasa is koveya mi Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. Why do you have panasa every day? It's koveya. Rosh Hashanah is not going to change your panasa, so why should your tefillah change your panasa? Why are you having panasa every day? We also know there's a judgment every day before you go to sleep at night. That's why you say kriyas malamita, whatever, you should do cheshbon nefesh before you're going to sleep at night, because there's a judgment every night. Why? Wow. We had a judgment already for the whole year. I'd have to get judged every day. So then take with Rosh Hashanah. I'll just deal with it and I'll take it on a day basis. What's going on? You see, there's a lot of different
Isn't this really what Shlomo Malek says in Sefer Kohelet at the end? Fear God, do his mitzvahs, and that's your sole purpose.
That's why we're in this world. But there's been books written on that line as well. What exactly did he mean? But you're right. The bottom line is you've been given a job. Get on with your job and do it properly. Stop worrying about all the... But we were given a Torah and we were given a chiv to learn the Torah and understand it. What Shmuel asked you is Torah. And the Rishonim and the Gemaras and the Tanoim discussed these sugyos. So we have to... when a kid asks you that question, we all dread, because we ask ourselves a question, say, Matzbenotanu is who made Hashem, yeah? So how you answer your kid is your business, okay? But remember that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem this question. So when your three-year-old asks you this question, his father asks you, it's not such a ridiculous question. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the question. So tell your kid, don't worry about who made Hashem, it's infinite, you can't understand it. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it was infinite, you can't understand it either, and he also asked the question. As Mabaya, it's Torah, we have to learn it. And you have to be able to know when to say, I can't understand Tzarichin, but that's a good question, huh? Hashem chose not to reveal to us what was in the beginning or whatever. We don't know, we can't even understand what that means. If he always was, it means he always was. What do you mean he always? How big's always? The man's been, huh? Mamash irritates that question. And you don't have to be six, it's still irritating. Because when you start thinking about Hashem, it's like when you think how far the sky is. You ever done that? You lie on your back on the beach and you look at the sky and you work out, well, I wonder how far it is. Okay, that's how far it is. No, it's further. And it's and you never ever get to the end of how far the sky is. What? What's that? About that? I'm the only one that does this. You don't have to be on the beach, I'm just saying.
It's a little concerning, Rabbi.
Well, maybe it's an African thing, I don't know.
It's a little concerning, Rabbi, I don't know.
Well, you got in a dark night, far away from the city. You got a mitzvah Ramon when there's no moon, yeah? And you
nice
count show. The stars. You ever try to do that? Yeah, you ever try to do that? You don't do it for long, but you try. Hashem said to Avram, when you look at the sky and count the stars. So you start counting the stars, and it's like, it takes your breath away. It's awesome. When do you stop? You realize after like 20 or 30, it's a waste of time. Stop counting. About it has something to you then, no? You start touching the infinite. By the way, you get the same thing by learning Torah. You get the same thing from learning Torah. Never. You start learning a sugya, and it seems to be a very simple sugya. An ox goring an ox, and then suddenly you realize, wow, this is more and more. And you suddenly realize this wasn't human. This is infinite. It just never, ever ends. You can learn this ox goring an ox for 1,000 years and you don't scratch the surface even. No? The Rambam says, if you misbein in Bebriya, you'll come to love Hashem. If you meditate and you analyze the world, you'll come to love Hashem. And the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah says, if he's brain in the Torah, the same thing will happen. Because they're exact reflections of each other. The Torah and the world are exact reflections of each other. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. So the blueprint in the world are exactly the same. So whether you misbein in the Bria or you misbein in the Torah, you'll see the same thing. And you'll come to the same conclusion. Me borrowing, who created all of this? That's why you come here in the morning, huh? To find Hashem. You didn't know that. Now you know. Don't tell him what it's doing. You know what he does with these speeches of mine. Anyway. Huh? Yeah, why do you walk in here in the morning? Find Hashem. Okay, to be continued.
All right, come on.
Huh? Correct answer is you keep it. Because if Hashem gave it to you, it has an intrinsic purpose. You don't throw something away, but it has a purpose. It wasn't a means to an end. This cup, when I'm finished with it, I'm going to throw it away. I don't know. Erase it, because I don't know what the intrinsic purpose of that cup was. No, not just to use it, because it's a Chatfami cup. If Hashem gave me the cup, it must be this cup has an intrinsic purpose. I have to go find out what that purpose is. I don't know what it is. Until I find out what it is, I don't know how to use it. Correct, it's a muscle.
The cup being the world.
It's a marshal in a chinami. The cup is a marshal for Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a means to an end. So this is really not that important. The prusdor lifnei atrakim. But why do you have a prusdor? Just go straight to the tractor. It must be the prusdor. It has an intrinsic purpose. That's not just a means to an end. It is a means to an end. No one can ask that. The cup is a means to an end. Sure. In and of itself. This world has some purpose in and of itself besides just being a means to it. What is that? I don't know what the answer is. I keep the cup until I find out what it's supposed to do with it. Hashem didn't have to give you the cup, the water in a cup. If he gave you the water in a cup, the cup wasn't a means to an end to give you water. They didn't need the cup. They gave you the cup for some other reason. What? I don't know. And until you find out, you wonder what to do with the cup. When you find out, you know why you have the cup and you use the cup properly. Same as Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh was given to us in order to get to Olam Haba. They are pleased only to have trust. But Hashem didn't have to do it like this. He could have done it in a trillion other ways. You could have put a stone in the truck, whatever. I'm just saying. It must be that the fruit has some intrinsic purpose in itself. What is that? But Rabbi Gil kind of did. That's the use of Yichud Hashem. Yeah, whatever. I said, I'm not at all. I wasn't prepared for this. I've been trying to dredge up that shit, guys, because he came here again a couple of times. And every time he came, I asked him to give the shir. So he started with the same kashi, and he gave a different teruk every time. There's a kashrut on Yichud Hashem, Ma'azim Yitzhi Yichud Hashem. And he always used to say, I know Rabbi Asher wants me to give the share that I gave in the Koilo 40 years ago. I will see Chit Chadesh called Bam. He gave another share, another approach. That is Rabbi Zil. It was hard to get him. Every share he gave was exactly the same. They were all different. They said, Altus Lavodka. All he ever spoke about was Gadda Sa'adah. But he never gave the same share twice. But it was always the same share. Rabbi Zil was like that as well. Every shir he gave was exactly the same and always different. So he's machadish and machadish. Somebody WhatsApped me yesterday to ask me if I can arrange an appointment with him with Rav Israel. He obviously didn't know Rav Israel was Mishnah. So I said, I don't do seances. So he was like, somebody who I have that kind of struggle with.
Quick question, what is the exact translation of Abhinami?